The Renegade by Martin Hicks, narrated by John Delano Ziegler, Jr. Prologue. The 16-day period that James Rutherford spent at the Soames residence in Singapore in the early days of 1854, as his battle with malaria was further waged and finally won, grew steadily into an almost idyllic time for him, having been the first experience of its kind in his entire adult life. Its pleasures had largely rested on the fact that he had been able to spend a considerable part of his convalescent time in the company of Emily Lawton, with whom he had arrived at an understanding that came to something close to courtship. While convention had been properly observed in the course of his stay at Pearl Hill, their relationship had continued to grow throughout the time that he spent at the house there as a guest of William Soames and his wife Caroline, Emily's uncle and aunt. It was here that he had been brought upon his ship's return from the Barunu River in Borneo, when his illness had been at its height. The house and its extensive gardens had proved a most agreeable place to reside as his recovery progressed. Emily, together with her aunt, and her mother also on some occasions, had continued to support him through that recovery and, while his need for actual nursing had diminished steadily, Emily had continued to spend some of each successive day at Pearl Hill. They had, therefore, been able to share each other's company regularly in the house's saloon or the study, as well as in its gardens, taking increasingly regular walks in the latter as Rutherford's strength slowly returned. He had become increasingly content with the routine which, as well as steadily returning him to health, had demonstrated to him the extent of his feelings for the girl. He knew well enough, however, as did she, that this period of happiness must inevitably be fleeting and temporary, for his duty to his ship must, upon him regaining full health, inevitably demand his return. Old Dr. Unsworth had continued to call regularly at the house to assess his progress, and while he had refused to consider any return to duty until he was satisfied that Rutherford's recovery was complete, that day, with Spartan still turning on its anchor out in Rhodes, awaiting the return of the last of its incapacitated men, was inevitably drawing steadily closer. Finally, midway through the third week of January, having been declared sufficiently recovered by the crotchety old doctor, Rutherford had commenced upon the arrangements for his return. He dispatched a message to Charles Jordan, Spartan's first lieutenant, informing him of his intention to return to the ship the following day, and instructing him to dispatch the jollyboat to embark him at noon. Barely had those plans for his own return been dispatched to Jordan and shared with Emily, when they were interrupted by the delivery to Pearl Hill in the late afternoon of the same day, of a summons requiring him to attend upon General Butterworth, the colonial governor, at 10 the following morning. He paused for a moment as he considered the pace at which events were now proceeding, confirming his previous decision to remain at Pearl Hill overnight as planned, proceeding to Government House from there in the morning and subsequently on to the ship, feeling, as he did so, the conflict of emotions grow within him again, for there was no mistaking what was now in progress. This entire period had been borrowed time, and now it was clearly over. Duty and reality were reasserting themselves, as he had known that they would, and these days of contentment, however fondly cherished they might be, would soon be no more than a collection of memories. Chapter 1. Return to Duty. Deposited at the entrance to Government House by Thomas Wardle, the Soames' steward, having spent the earlier part of the morning taking his leave of Emily and the others of the Pearl Hill household, Rutherford was immediately admitted to the building and guided to the general's suite without delay. Neither Butterworth nor Giles Carswell, who was also present in the spacious office, rose from their seats as he was shown in. The general
Sample complete. Ready to continue?